Saving her village traditions means everything to community activist Caroline Cannon. This includes the annual hunt for one bowhead whale, in which villagers use wood-framed boats covered with seal skins. Cannon is from Point Hope, a coastal community of 700 Inupiaq people in northern Alaska. She says their lives revolve around the whale.
We have the graveyard site that's been there hundreds of years that was built with whale bones. And I particularly like the ice cellar. We call it the cellar, where we store away our food. And it's covered with permafrost, it's underground, and it's built with whalebone.
In recent years, there's been growing national interest in opening the Arctic waters to oil and gas development. Cannon says she's not against drilling, but doesn't think oil and gas companies could contain an oil spill in the Arctic, even if they say they can. Since the sea is frozen half the year, she says an oil spill could last for months, destroying the ecosystem.
There's no technology how to clean an oil spill out in the Arctic. They have not done an actual cleanup in that kind of an environment.
Cannon says she'd be more than willing to support oil exploration if the oil companies could prove there was a safe way to contain an oil spill. She's been involved in lawsuits to stop oil drilling in the Arctic. She's also taken her fight to lawmakers in Washington.
The Arctic is such a beautiful place. It's untouched. So they always refer to Alaska as the last frontier. That's so meaningful for me.
Some residents of Point Hope want the oil companies to come in because there would be jobs. Federal regulators have approved the Shell Oil Company's spill response plans in the region, meaning the company might be able to drill soon. For Cannon, that would be devastating.
I know I'm going to lose some sleep, but I know I gave it the best I knew how. I gave it all I had. So that's what's going to count. It's a scary thought.
Cannon, like the other five winners of the Goldman Environmental Prize, also received $150,000. She says she will give money to the village to help protect its lifestyle. Deborah Block, VOA News.